The following broadcast by the Kingdom Voice, Dr. Dana Carson, is made possible through DCKM Partners. Dr. Carson teaches the power of the kingdom in its original Jewish context that will revolutionize and transform your life through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Check out our website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from the Kingdom Voice.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread across the world.
Coming up today, Dr. Dana Carson teaches on the winning ingredient that separates losers from winners.
There are some things that you wish were in existence that God has placed in you to create. But many of us, rather than being productive and having the right attitude, we're too busy vacillating from productivity to stucktivity. All the productivity that God has put in you is now being stifled or stagnant because of your experience. Look to your neighbor and say, forget the things that are behind you.
It's been said that success is 95% attitude. Many people cannot understand why they cannot produce the kinds of actions they desire. Listen now as Dr. Dana Carson teaches you how to move to success in living with attitude. Coming from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 30.
DCKM, Dana Carson, Kingdom Ministry.
Attitude is your mental energy, and you need it in order to cope with the realities of your life. Either you can build good energy or bad energy. And you're building energy 24 hours a day by your thinking patterns. There is no such thing as neutral energy or attitude. Either your attitude is positive or it's negative. It's no middle of the road. There's no such thing as neutral energy. Doesn't exist. Now, sometimes many of us say, you know, I don't feel nothing about it. That's a lie. That's a ploy of diplomacy, or you don't want to confront an issue, so you hide your true feelings. See, God's word speaks of the necessity of making a choice. Neutrality is a myth. Even in the garden, Adam and Eve had to make a choice to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or to eat of the tree of life. They had to make a choice. You always have to make a choice. You're either for a thing or you're against a thing. God created you and I with a winning attitude in order to possess and conquer. God didn't wire you to lose. So if you're losing, it's because you've acquired the wrong attitude. Now, I want you to understand, God can redeem you, but he cannot win for you. God can redeem you, but he cannot win for you. There are certain things you've got to do. The battle is the Lord's, but you must show up for the fight. You must begin to see yourself through the lens of God. God loves you, and he trusts you to win, succeed, and overcome, but you must learn to trust God like he trusts you. See, so undisciplined emotions behavior, attitude is a trust issue. It's your attempt to make sure that what hurt you in the past never hurts you again. It's your attempt to be God. It's your attempt to control what you cannot control. Our text teaches us that we were made in the imago Dei. We were made in the image of God in order to reflect and represent his desires in the physical universe. So God made us in a context that was extremely positive. Now, he then chose us to reflect and represent him in the physical universe. God is eternal and God is spirit. God is omnipotent, all powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. And most of all, God is sovereign. Now, and I want you to hear me on this. God is sovereign. Look to your neighbor and say, God is sovereign. So when I was writing this message up, and the Lord spoke to me when he said, I'm sovereign. And he says, make sure you say this. God is never under pressure. Okay, so I want you to understand, God is never under pressure. Because he's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, eternal. Listen, he's perfect in all of his ways. That means God is never under pressure. So God never feels your pressure. Because God is not under pressure. Now that's important. Which means he's never in a rush. So because God is never in a rush, if you get in a rush, then you're going to have experiences that's going to shape a bad attitude for you because you trying to get out ahead of God because you want something for your life before God is ready to give it to you. And so you try to rush things. And you destroy your life. That's the reason the Bible says, be anxious for nothing but all things by prayer and supplication. And it says, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Look to your neighbor and say, be patient, for you mess up your attitude. When you're anxious, you create experiences that help to shape attitudes that cause you to fail. So then you're going to go through antecedents. You're going to go through behaviors and consequences based on triggers, interpretations, and then undisciplined responses because you're impatient. The Bible says, wait on the Lord, I say, wait. Come on, somebody say, wait on the Lord, I say, wait. God says, I'm not slack concerning my promises as man may think. He says, but I'm giving every man a time for repentance. Look to your neighbor and say, God ain't in the hurry that you're in. See, some of you get in the situations you're in because you're in a hurry. And because you're in a hurry, now you done married Jack Daniels. Because you're in a hurry, you done married Freaky Lucy. Because you're in a hurry, you done married Broke Benny. Because you're in a hurry, you didn't marry prosthetic Susie. You didn't realize everything on her body was fake. Huh. Look to your neighbor and say, God's not in a rush. Your problem is you're ready to get out of the process. And God can't get you ready for the destiny unless he takes you through the process. And so you want to jump out of the process because you're in a hurry. I'm getting old. Pretty soon I ain't going to be able to have no babies. I need to be getting married because it's going to be dangerous. So God gave me a revelation called compromise. Y'all don't like my message today. Thus, God's not in a hurry. He's not in a rush. The making of a man was to be a process that God was in no rush to complete. But because he's omniscient, he knows the completion date. Now, I want you to understand, he's not trying to make the date. He just knows the date. He's not in any pressure. The completion date or the design of God is not about time. It's about reality. He simply knows when everything will be, but he's not in any rush. So what is reality? We don't look at the things seen, but the unseen things. You must tap into God's reality and not get stuck in time. For time is unfolding reality. Thus, time doesn't give you the story of reality, only the phases of it. So if you try to look at where you are, you can never, ever understand reality, because that's just a snapshot of a phase. That's the reason the Bible says, don't look at where you are. It says, for we look not at the things that are what? Seen, but we look at the things that are what? Not seen. How do you look at something not seen? You got to look at it through the lens of God. That means you got to be patient and just trust in the Lord. Lord, I got to see what I know you see. Thus, God is eternal and is not impacted by time. Man is impacted by time, but not God. Thus, God develops you and I through a process of experiences that helps to develop our attitudes. Process is the steps or the development of maturity. God's trying to grow you up. Some of you don't realize until you get over your past, you are an adult child. And so, yes, your age should suggest you can handle it, but your emotions suggest that you can't. God must grow you up, and growing up can be hard sometimes. But when you get grown, you understand the necessity of the process. Many of us didn't understand what our parents were doing and some of the things that was in their hands, and they controlled whether or not we could do thus and so. And we didn't understand why they didn't let us do everything that we wanted to do. But when we got grown and we met some of the people that their parents let them do whatever they wanted to do, we started thanking God for our mamas and our daddies that they didn't let us do that. Even though we cried, even though we said we hate you, wish you get hit by a car, all that other kind of stuff, we take it all back. Take it all back. Glad you didn't get hit by no car. So, I want to leave you, though, this morning with just a few points I believe can help you live with attitude. Whatever your attitude is determines the experiences you draw in your moment. See, some of you don't realize because you have a negative attitude, all your moments are negative because you're drawing negative energy. negative people. Positive people and positive things stay away from you. Even though you want them, you don't have an attitude that is consistent with them. Thus, you must have a kingdom attitude. Now, when I talk about getting what God has for you, I'm not talking about dominion theology. We're not going to take over the world and all of that. But there are some things that God has for you and I in terms of possessions and territories. The native Indians were subdued and their land taken over. Africans were subdued and their resources were taken over. And now their land is under siege by Asia. The promise to Abraham was to make him a mighty nation and give him influence by giving him a great name and giving him land. Now, it's important that you understand that God wants to give you something. You got to understand that he wants you to have something. Look to your neighbor and say, God is not glorified with you being brokerified. Okay. Okay. So here's point one, and I've got to hurry now. Here's point one based on our text in Genesis. You and I were created to produce. God said, let us make man in our image, and said, let us make him fruitful. Be fruitful, which means you were designed to have a fruitful life, not a fruity life. Fruitful life, which means you should always be producing. Things ought to be coming out of your life, because that's how God created. You need to tell yourself in the morning, I'm a producer. There are some things you're looking for others to give you, and they're in you. There are some things that you wish were in existence that God has placed in you to create. But many of us, rather than being productive and having the right attitude, we're too busy vacillating from productivity to stucktivity. Because of emotional pain and hurt, we can't ever get up and do anything productive long enough without a thought coming into our mind, taking us off to emotional la-la land. And now we're feeling sorry for ourselves. Now we hate the reality we came in. Now we hate that it was like this. Now we hate. And so all the productivity that God has put in you is now being stifled or stagnant because of your experience. Look to your neighbor and say, forget the things that are behind you. I don't have time to tell you some of the things that I went through as a child, but there is no way that the things that I went through as a child were supposed to make me what I am today. But I want you to know that you have to understand that it is incumbent upon you to put past things in the past. Why don't you touch somebody and say, let it go. Now say it like you mean it. Say, let your past go. Let it go. Now, so you and I were created to produce. Tell yourself, I was created to produce. Come on, say, I'm producer. I'm not no field hand. Come on, I'm not a servant class. I'm a producer. I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an innovator. Many of us are poverty stricken because we're depending upon the prosperity of others rather than God touching us and teaching us how to become a prosperous people. Number two, you and I were created to expand and extend. Thus it said, let them multiply. That means we're supposed to be expanding and extending in our territory. You're not supposed to just have a house. You're supposed to have houses. You're not supposed to just have a land. You're supposed to have lands. You want to know why? When you look at the book of Acts and they were liquidating properties, they weren't selling their original home. They were selling some of their other properties. God didn't create you to live in an apartment. Your attitude did. Maybe you grew up in an apartment. Maybe your income suggests all you can ever have is an apartment. That's experience. You've got to outlive and outgrow your experience. Three, you and I were created to occupy, fill the earth. That means we were created to put God's presence in every area of the earth. Occupy. Four, you and I were created to win, subdue. You don't let things beat you, you beat things. How did Donald Trump become president of the United States of America? There is nothing presidential about his intellect nor his emotions. However, he feels a certain way about himself. And because he felt that way about himself, he was able to subdue in a climate that he himself said the Democrats should have won. What are you saying, Dr. Carson? I'm saying when you understand who you are, you beat the odds. So what the odds are against you? When the odds are against you, that means God gets more glory. Five, you and I were created to have resources. Thus God says, I'm giving you seed-bearing plants, trees with seed-bearing fruit, and every bird, every crawling and wild animal for food. You are not supposed to be living paycheck to paycheck. God gives you fruitful seed-bearing resources. And thus the Bible says he gives seed to the sower. Look to your neighbor and say, no more paycheck to paycheck. I'm good with the process. So I'll handle it for a little season. But I got a plan. I got a strategy. It won't be like this next year. I wish I had somebody. Why don't somebody that needs a word from the Lord today touch somebody and say, this time next year, I won't be here. I won't be at this place. I won't be at this stage. I won't be at not this time next year.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. If you would like to hear this message in its entirety, visit drdanacarson.org/TV. If you would like to know more about the kingdom and your faith, we invite you to enroll in the Kingdom Bible University. Check this out.
Studying the Bible can be challenging if you don't understand what you're reading. The Ethiopian eunuch admitted that he couldn't understand except someone teach him. As kingdom citizens, we are called to live out God's word in every moment of our lives, but we must understand the word in order to do that. The Kingdom Bible University was created to help believers learn God's word on a practical level and teach you how to live it out in your daily life. KBU desires to help you achieve the kingdom knowledge and empowerment of the Bible that helps you enhance your spiritual life to maximize your potential. Find out more information about KBU by visiting our website, www.kingdombibleuniversity.com. Understand the Bible like never before and experience the power that is within to change your life for God's glory. Learn more about KBU today.
Before we end this broadcast, we would like to give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. Please repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you now, acknowledging that I am a sinner and in need of your grace. Save me, Lord. Make me clean. All that I am, all that I have, I give to you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. If you said this prayer, we celebrate with you, and we invite you to join online to further your kingdom journey at therockwoi.com and click on Join Online. We would love to assist you through your new kingdom life and send you a free copy of Dr. Carson's book, My New Life in the Kingdom. We look forward to connecting with you.
Have you ever desired to be a part of making history and accomplishing great things? Dana Carson Kingdom Ministries is making history, and through DCKM Partners, we are accomplishing significant ministry opportunities for the kingdom of God. DCKM Ministry spreads the gospel of the kingdom around the world through broadcasts like this. And if you would like to be a part of touching lives, partner with DCKM today. Testimonies come in daily of how lives are transformed through the power of the word. When you partner with DCKM, you help receive breakthroughs, miracles, and the transformational word of God. Would you consider becoming a partner? Your monthly love gift and weekly prayers really can make a huge difference. No amount is too small. Visit drdanacarson.org to find out more information on how to become a partner, and we look forward to the impact you can make around the world.
That concludes today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to the ministry of Dr. Dana Carson. Until next time, may the kingdom of God rule and reign in your hearts and minds.
In a time of social distancing, anxiety, fear, and disconnection, The Rock is here to help you stay connected to God. COVID-19 may be strong, but our God is stronger, and He's ready to give you hope and relief every day online. Dr. Dana Carson, the 21st Century Kingdom Voice, is praying for you and ministering in the Word every day on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. You have questions? He has the answers. Join us live online Monday through Friday for an hour of power at 12 p.m. Saturdays for powerful kingdom discussions at 9 p.m. Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for an extraordinary worship experience with miracles, healing, and supernatural ministry. Wednesdays for Bible study at 7 p.m. We also have an online worship experience just for your children. For more information, visit www.therockwoi.com.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread across the world as a witness. I'm a witness. Would you go be a witness? And this gospel of the kingdom, the good shall news, be spread across the world.
The preceding broadcast has been brought to you by DCKM Partners, helping people to know God, make Him known to others, and spread the kingdom message around the world. Find out more at drdanacarson.org.
DCKM, Dana Carson Kingdom Ministries.